In recent years, too many female brown bears have been harvested in the Chilkat Valley. That's according to Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologists, who say the high harvest of sows has caught their attention. The numbers from this spring's hunt are more encouraging, but Fish and Game still plans to take steps to discourage the harvest of female bears. Three bears were harvested during this spring's hunt, which closed at the end of May. Biologist Carl Koch reported to the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee Wednesday. He says all three bears were male, two taken by residents and one by a guided non-resident.
The spring hunt went really well. I got to commend the hunters. We had three large males and zero females taken. So that's the kind of animals that we're hoping people will target.
Those numbers, three males and zero females, are much better than last fall's harvest. Six sows and two boars were taken. Koch says male bears are usually harder to spot in the fall than in the spring.
In the fall, with the shorter days, you know, you don't get to be a large adult male by being dumb. And so they'll tend to spend time in vulnerable areas when it's dark out.
It's not illegal to harvest sows in Unit 1D, but it is discouraged. The management goal is to keep the harvest of females below 40%. Out of the last 5 years, that threshold was broken four times.
We still have some concern because of the past high female harvest, and we've been above our 40% on average over the last 5 years. And so we want to still think about things we can do to keep that down. We're going to continue to encourage the hunters to target male animals.
Koch says even though the spring harvest numbers were good, the trend in the past years is concerning enough to take action. He plans to make viewing of an educational video a condition for brown bear hunting permits in Unit 1D. The video explains why taking sows is damaging to the bear population and how to distinguish males from females. It's called Take a Closer Look.
Taking that female also takes out of the grizzly population the six or seven cubs she might have raised. Take one, lose eight. Smart move? Not if you enjoy hunting. Do you want to share your love of the outdoors and the thrill of the hunt with friends and family? The next generation, perhaps? It won't happen if we continue to kill female grizzlies before they even breed.
Putting the educational measure in place is similar to Fish and Game's recent decision related to Chilkat Valley mountain goat hunting. Hunters are now required to take an educational quiz. That move was also prompted by concerns about the harvest of females. Koch says he plans to talk with his department about implementing the video requirement and putting it in place by this fall's brown bear harvest. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.